USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rallying supporters in North Carolina, President Trump celebrated the news that the House blocked an impeachment resolution proposed by a Texas Democrat. The president also noted he has no regrets about his tweets that four Democratic congresswomen should go back to their home countries. He singled out Ilhan Omar, who's originally from Somalia.
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screed.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Zarif, told a group of envoys at the United Nations that the U.S. sanctions on Iran amount to economic terrorism. Zarif also denied that Tehran is trying to provoke military action.
We've never started a war. We will never start a war. But we will defend ourselves, and anybody who starts a war with Iran will not be the one who ends it.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A well-known Mexican drug lord has finally been sentenced. Federal prosecutors are praising the life sentence that was handed out to Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The FBI's Michael Driscoll.
We want this case to serve as a warning. We are willing and capable to use whatever resources, to use every partnership available, to go after the leaders of these cartels and make them pay for the damage they do to our country on a daily basis.
Another defeat for the 9/11 Victims Fund. Citing its effect on the budget, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul blocked an attempt to pass an extension of the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. Senate Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand lashed out.
Enough of the political games. Our 9/11 first responders and the entire nation are watching to see if this body actually cares.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The second ministerial to advance religious freedom is underway in Washington. It includes senior U.S. government officials to representatives from countries around the world. USA's John Clemens reports.
Secretary of State Michael Pompeo opened the first day of the event, thanking those in attendance.
I want to thank everyone here who has committed a part of their life to helping those who are persecuted and to defending the unalienable right to practice one's religion and follow their conscience and to take care of their soul.
He called for a global freedom of religion.
All people from every place on the globe must be permitted to practice their faith openly in their homes, in their places of worship, in the public square, and believe what they want to believe.
There's a multi-state E. coli outbreak. More than 20 people in 7 states have gotten sick with E. coli, and the CDC's Colin Basler says ground bison is to blame.
At this point in time, it's only ground bison products. So people are eating bison burgers in restaurants, but we have some people who reported purchasing ground bison at grocery stores.
He says nearly 50% of the people who have gotten sick ended up in the hospital. The ground bison was from Canada and was distributed across the United States. Consumers should check their freezer to see if they have any of the recalled bison, and if you order bison at a restaurant, make sure it's not rare and thoroughly cooked. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.